Okay, guys, welcome to the TDC Connected call. As you all know from the email, what we're going to be talking about are some of the rewards plans that some of the bigger manufacturers offer. And then in addition to that, we're going to talk to Alex about a rewards program he implemented and talked briefly about at our convention in Las Vegas. He kind of mentioned it, and we didn't really take it too much further, but we want to talk to Alex and see what kind of results he's getting with the rewards program that he offers, and to see if that might benefit you guys as well. And Scott had a few comments he wanted to make regarding what prompted this subject, which was the rewards program and how he thinks he might be able to implement, but he wanted to get feedback from all of you guys as well. Real quick, to unmute your line to speak with us, simply hit *6. If you hit *6, you'll be able to join in on the conversation, and then please, when you're done, so we don't hear that background noise, simply hit *6 again. That'll kind of remute your line. So real quick, I want to start with Scott, because he may be pressed a little bit for time. Scott, are you there?
I'm here, Dave.
Okay, well, I'll just let you kind of start and kind of go over some of the stuff that you talked to me about in the rewards program that you were interested in maybe implementing and wanted to get feedback on.
Yeah, okay. Something random happened that led me to thinking, and just to quickly review, we very innocently received a Midwest stylus handpiece in for repair. I'm sure there's a lot of empathy about a Midwest stylus, but that's a different story. We did a replacement turbine. The customer, on our work order form, there's an actual box that says, you know, either call for estimate or proceed with repair. They selected proceed with repair, so we just did what we needed to do. We replaced the turbine. It was $189.95 with tax and a little fuel surcharge. The total bill, I believe, was $204. And we went on business as usual. Early this week, we got a call from that office. I think it was some type of office manager, and he said, I think I got charged for something that's under warranty. And, you know, I think we bought that handpiece in January. So, of course, I look in our notes, and they did buy they bought a surgical handpiece, not a stylus. So I'm like, are you sure, you know, you might have been this handpiece? He's like, you know, the girls do a lot of different things. They might have bought it from somewhere else. So I'm like, God, you know, I would feel horrible had I known that you perceived it was under warranty. I wouldn't have done anything without calling. We definitely, you know, at this point, if you send it back to them, A, it's going to be working because it's got a new turbine, and B, they would know that it's been worked on by another company, which would void your warranty anyway. So, you know, I felt horrible, but I didn't know what to do for him as a consolation, and he was pretty level-headed about it. He wasn't upset, and that was pretty much the end of that phone call. Excuse me. About 10 minutes later, I guess the young lady at the office it was on her watch that sent it accidentally to us kind of called and said, you know, we send you handpieces all the time. We're going to continue. We want to continue to send handpieces to you. Can you just kind of comp this one or just, you know, she was basically asking us to just waive the fee on it. And she kind of implied that, you know, she would give us more handpieces, but if I didn't, she might not. So I said, are you basically saying that if I refuse to do this, you're going to, you know, leave us as a customer? And, you know, she was like, you know, it wasn't your fault. No, you guys are great. And, you know, she said a lot of complimentary things. But I still wanted to help her. I could see how she was, you know, in a situation. So I said, well, I can't really take a hit on this one repair. You know, that's just too big of a hit for us to take. But what I can do is, you know, I can give you $20 off on that repair. And over the course, I can give you basically an account credit of $200, and we can work it over, you know, work it out over time. I might, you know, depending on the amount of the repair, I might be able to take $30 here, $20 here, and until you get your $200 back. And she was, like, beyond, you know, ecstatic with that. She felt, you know, like at least she can go back with something, you know, to justify that, you know, they didn't waste money. And I'm thinking, you know, not that I'm going to cheat the customer, but I could possibly mark it up a little bit higher and still, you know, just make sure I don't get killed on the deal either. I'm still going to work out. And then I'm also thinking she's pretty much locked into using me now till she gets this, you know, if that takes 6 repairs to get her $200 back or however long, you know I have this customer, which just led me thinking further, which was when I called Dave. I'm like, you know, what if we had something like called, you know, Dentist Choice Dollars, or if a customer hits a certain threshold, you know, whether it's $1,000 in repair costs, they earn $100 or $200 in Dentist Choice Dollars, but the key would be they can only use it in like $20 or $25 increments. So I'm thinking if they're $450 in and they get approached by a Hays guy or you know, another random repair company, they still, you know, they feel like they're trying to work to their way to something, so that's going to keep them, you know, feeling compelled to stay with us, not that hopefully we'd give them any reason otherwise, but it kind of psychologically keeps them lured in. And then obviously once they get the reward, that's going to keep them on board too, because they're not going to want to, you know, go somewhere else if they still have $120 of reward dollars in their account. So that's, you know, I was just kind of asking Dave, does anyone, you know, I know we've talked about five handpieces, six one free, or some other similar things, the pros and cons, but I was trying to think if there's a way to fine-tune something like that, if that sounded like a good idea. You know, kind of accidentally came about, but I could see that it kind of accomplished a few things. It made the customer beyond ecstatic, and I kind of feel real, I felt secure about this account regardless.
Well,
but now
it seems like they're locked in anyway for the next five, six repairs.
Yeah, and they wouldn't go anywhere, but another account, it might be a different story where they're locked in that I don't feel as secure about. So that was my experience. Feel free to take the floor, Dave.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. So essentially what you did is you implemented a rewards program with them, and that is, if you keep using me, I'm going to give you basically, what did you say, $20 off a repair over time. Obviously, that's going to take him 8 or 9 or 10 handpieces, depending.
And
on
I didn't
how many
do a fixed
down.
Amount. I kind of left it to her, like, you know, I'll take as much as I can per repair. So if she sent in three handpieces and the bill was $450, I might be able to give her $50 off on that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, so maybe you would have to have more structure, obviously, than me just kind of letting her know each time. But
well,
yes.
You just kind of flew the offer that you made to her was kind of spur of the moment while you were talking to her, trying to, A, keep her business, B, make her happy, but C, at the same time, not take the whole hit at once, which is essentially what
you
did.
Yeah, which, I mean, it would be unfair for me to have to take the hit, but at the same time, we always have to make decisions, whether it's covering a warranty or something that you know was 0% your fault, but if you want to keep the customer, you kind of have to suck it up in certain occasions.
Right, which might be easy to do when it's two bearings and two O-rings, but if you're putting a whole brand new turbine in it for her, it's like, well, I'm not eating that. Who would, right?
Correct.
So anyway, I talked to Alex, as I mentioned earlier. He actually contacted me first to once again reiterate the rewards program that he offers that he kind of mentioned at the Dentist Choice meeting in Las Vegas, and I can't remember if it was this one or the one before. I think it was definitely this one and possibly the one before as well. But we didn't really talk about results and what his findings were, and so Alex was nice enough to chime in and let me know that he'd be more than happy to talk about his experience with his rewards program. So, Alex, would you like to talk to us briefly about the rewards program that you offer and the kind of results that you're getting?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I don't know if I can talk briefly, but I can definitely talk. The program, as you mentioned, I implemented it at least two and a half years ago. And where I got the idea was, believe it or not, was a car wash that is in this area. I looked at their car. They had a card where every time you go, they stamp it for you, and then after 10 washes, you get the best car wash for free. Now, they're a little bit crazy, like they wouldn't let you combine. If you forget a card, they give you a new card, and you cannot combine it. And I thought that's bad business. But neither here or there, I took their idea and designed the card. It has 10 spaces. It has our logo in the front. In the back, it has the explanation how to use it. The card must accompany the repair every time, so at least I'm, you know, letting them know to send it. It tells them on it in the back, again, that it's a minimum of $79.95 repair. So it has to be a repair, not clear water lines or some crap. Or no warranty work, you know, is included in there. But after 10 repairs, they have up to $100. What that gives me is there are some accounts that only do Japanese style with the Jacob Chuck, which is, you know, only $79.95, you know, that I charge. That will, you know, that will cover that. So it has to be at least $79.95. Give them credit for every time they send it. On the 10th one, they send it in. They get $79.95 off. If it's an office that does other things that exceed hundreds or that particular order has anything, I'm not going to belittle myself for, you know, $10. They'll get the full $100 off. So it's up to $100, minimum of $79.95 per repair. And you would be surprised. You'd be surprised. When I get the cards, they have holes in them from them packing it onto a shelf. I see them in the offices when I go. You know, my name is right out there. You know, every time I go, I see it. And it's, I think it's goodwill. I mean, really, out-of-pocket cost is a lot less, of course, than, you know, $100. It's a retail, you know, wholesale type of a thing. But it looks good. It keeps them, as we were just talking, it keeps them in a loop, you know, of a need or a want to keep sending it to get that. $100 is a lot of money. It's average about 10% off. At one time, I had the idea, you know, you do one, you get one, you know, to start. But that builds them absolutely no loyalty. All they do is they become pigs. You know, they'll say, oh, I'll send it, you know, that one for free, but I'm not going to send him another one because I have another company. So that kind of took away all of the one-timers. And I find that it really, really works well. I am totally behind that. I get it from Vistaprint. It costs next to nothing. And as anybody needs a sample of it, exactly what it looks like, David has a bunch of them. If you ever send me a note, I can always mail, you know, some of those to people. But David has the front and the back and exactly what it looks like. And if you ever use Vistaprint, it takes probably 5 minutes to design it with our logo, and within a week you'll have it.
Yeah, I've got it here right. I've got it here right in front of me, Alex. So what I'll do for sure, as soon as our meeting is over today, is I'll scan it in and take a picture of it and email it out to everybody so they can see the exact what you call it. Is it? It's called a handpiece reward card.
Yeah, and in addition to that, what I also do is I include it with any outgoing advertising material. That means if I am in a meeting, a dental show, soliciting, you know, cold contact, that is always attached to my folder. It's there, part of the brochures and everything else. So it's right from the get-go. They see it. I don't push it after the fact. I push it before the fact.
Yeah, and if you're getting an 11th repair from a customer, they're pretty dedicated to you. So it's not like you were saying where you do, I'll do one and then one for free, where you get the pigs that you say just all they're looking for is that free repair. This
correct.
When you get people that start using you a 7th and an 8th and a 9th and a 10th and an 11th time, you've pretty much dialed in a consistent customer.
Correct.
And you'd be surprised.
You know, even the guys that send you maybe a whole year, you'll still get the card, you know, a year later. I have people that forget. They'll send a whole bunch of those cards together. I'll combine them, mark them, you know, transferred or whatever, send them a copy. But the one thing that I learned to do is to keep track of those things is that when I redeem it, I take a copy of it. I cross it all out so it's redeemed, and I write on the front redeemed and send it back to the office, but I keep a copy of it on file with the order that was just placed. So there is no double dipping, and I know if they ever ask, you know, I see it. And I also see it, of course, on the invoice as an item, you know, as a redeem, and it's marked under coupon, congratulations, you know, you reached the level of redemption.
No, that's awesome that you have kind of real-world experience with this, especially that you're going into offices and seeing this again and again and again.
Yeah.
So
highly recommend, highly recommend it. I think it's a great little thing. It's really out-of-pocket cost is negligible when you really think about it.
And how many of these have you redeemed, probably, if you had to guess in 2 years?
You know, I can write a report and find out, but I would say, you know, maybe in a year time, you know, maybe a couple thousand, maybe a little bit more. I know the number may scare people, but you know, you have to also analyze it, you know, for how much volume you had generated from that.
Yeah, if you've redeemed $20,000 worth of rewards, or I'm sorry, your customers have, that means they've given you 10 times that amount in business, because obviously it's the 11th hand piece that gets the free. So you've essentially generated $200,000 worth of business for that $20,000, according to the math, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't use your numbers, but that sounds real good.
Sorry. Well, right, because they've already paid for 10 repairs by the time you give them the 11th one free. So take whatever
correct
number you have and multiply it by 10 or more, and that's awesome, right? I would spend $20,000 to generate $200,000 any day of the week, right?
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. That's a big number. I didn't expect you to say something even close to that, but that means that little reward.
Well, I didn't. You heard something that I didn't say, but I like your numbers. I said it was about 2,000, but that's okay.
Oh,
it's,
sorry.
You know,
wow. Yeah, 2,000. Okay, then that generates 20,000.
But it's okay. I like your numbers. It sounds really good.
Well, maybe over time you will be hit that number, especially if it's, you know, you're giving it out as often as you do and it's as well accepted as it is.
Right. Now, one more thing to add and I'll be done. There are some offices that have special pricing, either clinics, multiple offices, special deals worked, or whatever. Those that do not pay the normal retail price, I don't even participate with that thing. I just tell them you already receive a discount price, and I leave it at that.
And I'm sure
you know,
they get it, right?
Then, you know, then it's double dipping, you know?
Well, yeah, so they understand that. They're getting the discounted price right off the bat.
Correct.
Yeah, so by the time
correct
they've given you a 10th or 11th hand piece, they've already redeemed at least a free repair's worth of revenue, if not more.
Correct. Because a lot of them will say, well, you know, I have a lot of this. Why don't you give me a discount? And, you know, and then you end up finding out later on that they send you one or two hand pieces a year. You know, they just wanted everything up front. That's where this thing really cleared the air. So here it is, you know, you get the discount, but you have to send me the hand pieces first. You know, it's a little more control over what you're giving for free.
Yep. Well, that's awesome because it's not the free repair. I mean, the free repair works, I think, when you're just trying to build your business at the front end. Some people will argue with that, and I understand both sides of the argument. We did it here locally and built up a little customer base several years back of about 20, 25 docs using that, you know, kind of method. But, yeah, no, I think it's some sort of a rewards program is good. And now what I did is I printed up, going into this meeting, the rewards programs that the big guys offer. Henry Schein offers a rewards program. Theirs is called Privileges. And what that entitles their members to is, going off of their sheet here, priority scheduling on in-office service, guaranteed emergency response time, whatever the heck that means, extended labor warranty on large equipment. Large equipment already comes with a warranty, so that one kind of didn't really make sense to me. Discounts on in-office labor, rental equipment, and bonus rewards point opportunities. So I called Schein to find out what that bonus reward point opportunities is, and that is, if they spend a certain amount of money. So there's actually a dollar value associated with it. They didn't tell me what the number was, but let's say it's you spend $20,000 a year with Patterson. They give you like 5% off of your purchases and or handpiece repair. If you spend $40,000 a year or more with them, you save 10%. So that's their rewards program on their handpiece services. They've got to spend $20,000 to save 5% on their repair costs and $40,000 in disposables and all the other stuff that they get from Henry Schein to save 10% on a repair. So they got to spend quite a lot of money just to save 10% on a repair, which is still probably almost double what you would charge them for the same repair. Patterson, theirs is structured just a little bit different. Theirs is called the Patterson Advantage Membership and Benefits. What they do is, for example, in their repair department, for every $100 that a customer spends in Patterson, you know, getting items repaired, they get 10 Advantage dollars. And what happens is those Advantage dollars could be spent towards repair or other equipment or disposables. So that's what they're doing. They're offering an Advantage dollar. So even it's only 10%, and on their markup, that's still nothing. And then finally, Benco Dental, I printed theirs up. Theirs is called Blue Chip Rewards, and basically what you do with them is you earn a bunch of points, and they give you trip vouchers and flight vouchers and stuff like that. So all three of their rewards programs are structured a little bit differently, but they all have them, and all they're trying to do is create customer loyalty. So I think we're kind of on something that maybe should be taken advantage by everybody, as long as it's not something that's going to be that costly to you. And the great thing about Alex's is, heck, your doctor's got to literally give you 11. It's the 11th repair that's free. They have to give you 11 pieces of equipment before, you know, that 11th one is repaired for free. And if it's an overhaul, you literally have got a loyal customer and 11 repairs for the cost of probably, in a lot of cases, two bearings and two O-rings. So I think it's something that everybody should at least look into doing if they're trying, because everybody always tells me they're trying to create customer loyalty for the simple reason, how hard is it to create that customer loyalty? It just seems like so often I get phone calls from you guys saying, you know, that these customers aren't as loyal as you'd like them to be. And customers that you thought you had, all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you turn around and they're using, you know, Hayes or somebody else, and you don't know what you did wrong. You don't have a bunch of warranty problems with them. They just switched. I don't know. The girl in the office switched, and she knew Hayes from her old office or whatever, and the next thing you know, you've lost that business. Whereas if you can create that loyalty and they've got your Dentist Choice handpiece repair card there in their maintenance area or in their front desk, they're going to utilize it and kind of stay with you. Any other thoughts on that, guys, as far as anybody else has done any kind of a rewards program, even maybe not to the extent that Alex is doing it, but in some other way that you think might be relevant? Please chime in if you have or if you have questions.
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, how you doing, sir?
Great. How would you work a system like that with a doc that has all electric handpieces? Would you
same
do the
way.
Same thing, or would you just give them a big discount on one, or what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they're think about this though, they're spending if they've given you $10,000 or 10 hand electric handpieces at an average cost of $500 to $600 each. They've given you $6,000 in business before you do a free overhaul or something for them on it, right? Before you put a $300 turbine in it or, you know, some turbine bearings and some drive shaft bearings. So I would do it the same, but I would only do it if it was all apples to apples,
yeah.
Right? You
yeah.
wouldn't let them give you 10 just regular Midwest Tradition high-speed overhauls, and then the 11th handpiece all of a sudden is an electric that needs new turbine and gearing, right?
You know, I think Alex is still saying he would only give a $100 voucher. So if his repair was $485, he would just get it for $385, which the customer still would look at $100 as a nice thing.
That is correct. By the way, I do have that on the back of the card, up to $100 off. I don't have anywhere that it says that you get a free repair. I say no, 10. You send 10. you get one repair up to $100 off. So if you send electric and you charge $500, you get, you know, and if that's the 11th one, you get $100 off because it's up to $100. That's the max. But the repair, it's a repair. As long as they send, you know, other stuff before that, then that's the 11th one, $100 comes off.
And, Alex, would you say you have had some electric customers that fit the profile of this, that have done this?
Absolutely.
It works just as well. They don't feel like that's too little of a discount type of thing.
No. Absolutely okay. No. If you get a credit for a repair, no matter what it is. Now, if I sell something that, let's say, I used a handpiece or something, that does not apply. It's not a repair.
Okay, and I am looking at Alex's card right here, Mike. And what he's done is on the back of the card, which is, you know, it's just a two-fold card, it says redeem this card for one free handpiece repair up to $100. So the word free is in there, but it is very clear that it's up to $100. And then below that it says each qualifying repair must be valued at a minimum of $79.95 each. So they, like Alex just said, you couldn't give him, you know, 10 latch heads to do something with and then all of a sudden send him a, you know, handpiece that you want a new turbine in. So he has some qualifications on the back, which are very simple and easy to read and not confusing at all to the customer, I wouldn't think.
That sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I will, Mike, I will email pictures of this and a scan of this out to all of you guys at the conclusion of our meeting here so you can see exactly what Alex is using. And it's real simple. It's not confusing in any way whatsoever. It's real, like my old marketing instructor used to say, KISS theory, keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
And that's what this is, very simple.
Hey, David, Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
Quick question on Alex's card. How does he mark the card to keep maybe from having an office that would mark the card on him?
Well, that's a good question. So what he actually has here, and you'll see it when I scan it and send it to you, is space for 10 handpiece repairs, and it says handpiece repair number 1, invoice mm-hmm. number, date. Then handpiece repair number 2, invoice number, date. So they couldn't just make a bunch of stuff up because obviously
yeah.
when Alex gets this card, he's just going to quickly pull up that doctor's account and just confirm that the invoice number and the date is correct on these and they're not double-dipping on a repair mm-hmm. or something.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So
I also recognize my handwriting, and I also highlight it. It's always like exactly the same. If sometimes they write something in, I double-check it, and it may be that they took one from another card and transferred that. I will initial it, or I will make a notation and let them know that it doesn't apply. Because it happened that it was a $35 charge and they put it in as a repair, and I explain it to them in person that that does not. But that's so rare. It's not a time-consuming, and like you said, I'm looking to keep it as simple as possible. And, you know, if I have one question out of 500 issued, that's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, and at that point, you'd probably just say, who cares, right? I mean,
yeah, that's right. I mean,
out of 500, you kind of weigh out, well, they're a hell of a customer. I'll give them a break on this one or whatever.
Absolutely. And that happened too. You know, like you were talking about a big repair. So I throw in an extra, you know, bone or whatever. You know, it's so different. It's so simple. I'm looking for them to be happy. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, happy and loyal. Keep using you. That's the
there
big thing, especially with guys with similar competitors in their area. It's like always I get these calls. How do I keep from losing a customer? How do I keep from losing a customer? And if you get them on some sort of a loyalty program where there's a bonus for them using you over the course of the year, you'll keep them. Just like I think Scott mentioned in the opening comments, that office and that gal, they're going to use them now guaranteed because they've got a bonus program coming back to them. And to Scott, it was worth every penny of it because now he knows he's going to keep them for the next 10-plus repairs and hopefully a lot longer than that, obviously.
Hey, guys. Gord from Mississauga.
Hey, Gordon.
I'm just wondering if anybody ever got into anything else like giving free movie tickets or any kind of customer appreciation nights or anything like that. Something that more targets the people in the office rather than financial payback for the dentist.
That's a good question, Gord, because now what you're talking about is maybe the office staff personnel really doesn't care if the doctor saves, gets a free overhaul every 10th one. They'd rather get their own bonus program of movie tickets or a Starbucks card or something after whatever, right?
Well, if I may interject again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certain offices that are like a bigger office with a lot of girls and all that, what I do above and beyond the jar of candy that I have with my logo that I keep coming by and filling it, that's more for them. But every once in a while, depends on the mood, I may get a box of, what you call it, those little donut holes, whatever they're called. I don't know, you guys know, Philadelphia soft pretzels. There are, you know, that type of a thing. It comes in a box. I put our logo sticker on them, bring it to the office, you know, with mustard, and they go crazy. And there are certain offices I do that routinely, like once a month, and that's just for the office personnel, the assistant and the hygienist, of course the dentist, but this is not for, you know, for them to leave in the waiting room for the patient to eat. And that's a little bit more of a personal touch, but I think the appreciation, like tickets or things, that could get very expensive. And if one here that, you know, here that you did one office, and you didn't do another, I think it creates more problems. It has to be a uniform kind of a thing.
Good point,
there's,
Alex.
There's an idea that we're currently following up on for, like, a new account that we open up. I know probably everyone's familiar with, like, a company like Cookies by Design where they, like, can give you a whole bouquet, but we have a local couple of companies that we're following up with that could potentially, like, design, like, a giant cookie, like, the shape of a toothbrush or a tooth or something along, you know, in the dentistry field to, like, drop off as, like, an initial appreciation type of thing, which I think would be memorable because it's a little different. So that's just an idea that we're kind of following up on. I don't have any feedback on it yet.
And it's something you're just going to send to your high-volume offices?
Well, yes, that would be one thing, but also to solidify, like, an account that's in a new account just to kind of because getting into usually the first and second time until they're in the actual habit of calling you, you know, 3 months might go by where they don't remember who's the company we sent it to. You know, we want to try to get us to be memorable, you know, something to remember us by.
Cool. And you're just starting to implement that or you've implemented it?
Yeah, long story short, we belong to this trade organization that was trying to find ways where we can use our trade dollars, and they actually you know, brought the idea to us that they work with a few companies that give out gift baskets and stuff like that, and that, you know, trying to come up with something unique to give to a dentist office. And so she gave me a couple of names to contact, and that's as far as we've gotten. But, yeah, I'm going to follow up on that one for sure.
Okay, cool. That's a different kind of a reward. Kind of, I think a lot of people do something similar to where they give some sort of gift at some point to their higher volume customers. I mean, a lot of people would talk about the jelly bellies and the candy jars and all of that stuff, too, that they go in and refill or, you know, hand out when they go into offices. I know there's the Youngs that do that, Tim Anderson and several others. So it's obviously a good idea. I think it probably works a lot because most of the guys that are doing some program like that are, you know, doing very well and filling out a lot of business every month, too, so... Gord, did that answer your question, or no? Was there more of a follow-up to that?
Well, yeah, I did get some answer to it. It doesn't sound like people are really doing a whole lot of any kind of planned effort. And I'm not sure what to do about it myself. I know I've seen some ads for things like K-Dental, I think, and they do things like, you know, when you do so much of a threshold, the lady in the office gets... an iPod or something like that. But, you know, it's obviously a lot of work. What I typically do is just discount almost kind of automatically. So, for example, I got five electrics I did for an office recently. You know, I just, you know, back with, do you get approval? And I said, I'll give you 5% off if you do all five of them. So, yeah, just stuff like that. Sort of cements it in a little bit. But I know,
okay.
just from my experience recently, it just seems like people are really looking to save money. It's just focused right now more than it was, let's say, a couple of years ago.
But they're probably always trying to save money, though, right? All your customers are all the time. So they're not going to turn away any kind of a savings offer that you offer them. So
no,
doing something
but it's,
that
it's different now, I'm finding. So, for example, I've been to some offices, and I got a pretty good rapport with some of the ladies, and they'll say to me, well, you know, there's handpieces you could do, but we're not going to get them right, done right now because the guy's not ready to pay. So, sometimes for various reasons, but I just, the sense I have is just a lot of people are moving off from benefit plans where they're working like a 9-to-5, 40-hour week down to working for themselves or companies with no benefit plans. It's just been changed.
Okay. We're getting a little bit off target here, but is there anybody with more thoughts regarding the rewards program, anything that they've done, any thoughts concerning what Alex is doing? Chime in. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, this is Jay. I just wanted to make a comment. What I have found to be pretty effective for me, because I will get called back, and it gives me a reason to go into office, I actually, the oil pin that we have from TDC, I take a and actually put my name on it with the phone number in addition to, you know, the 800 number for TDC, and hand those out as to the assistants when I'm, say, going through either a maintenance seminar for them, just as, hey, I'm here today, you need an oil pin, here's one for you. And I found those to be pretty effective because there's a couple times where my sticky note with my phone number has come off the oil pin. However, the oil pin 800 number TDC for a corporate, the people have used that number and called the corporate, and then you folks through Myrna call me up and say, hey, you know, this office called, we need another oil pin. And it gives me a reason to go in and out. It's something that the practice can use. And it is, in my particular anecdotal evidence, people where I've given those to them, the problems I have with issues with latch heads and contra angles on warranty issues or just questions of how come they quit have probably been reduced by a good 30%.
Well, that's phenomenal that you reduced all your warranty that way.
Yeah, because they can't say, well, I didn't know how to lubricate or oil or I didn't have the right oil because I gave it to them, and then they use it up and they want more, and then my $2 investment originally, then I'm charging them $12 for the replacement one. So.
Yep.
Anyway, that was my comment on a reward type thing that I use.
Cool. Thank you, Jay.
You bet.
Anyone else, guys? Okay. Well, like I said, if those are the thoughts that you guys have, I want to thank Scott and especially Alex for sharing the results that he's had with his handpiece rewards card. It sounds like it's really working for him, guys. I know he mentioned it at the last Dentist Choice meeting, but I don't know if it was well received or followed up with by anybody else. Obviously, Alex is using it pretty successfully. So I will get that information out to you guys, and hopefully some of you guys can implement this and see some positive results like Alex has. Any other thoughts or comments, guys? All right. Well, thank you all for attending, and I hope that you all have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great and safe 4th, too, if I don't talk to some of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, thanks.